Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Sweet bro, dude. Good, Duddy. You like it better? No. Episode 94, everyone, of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a laugh, and then points in the mirror and has a laugh. We laugh at ourselves, is what I'm saying. We're the fairest of the fair, bravest of them all. It's going to be a great show, guys. I'm Jake B., an unemployed barber in Southern California. Let me introduce you to my brother, an unemployed musician, sort of, at the time, I guess. You all know him. You love him. He's the guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads. Here he is, Duddy B.
What is up? That is right.
Good intro.
Huh? That was a great intro, Jake.
Yeah.
Real good. The first thing you said, I didn't like it.
No.
But everything after that was good.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, but I can't. We've made it. Episode 94. Still no plans for episode 100.
No, we will eventually plan and then probably have like a very not exciting episode 100, right, Duddy?
That's what's going to happen.
We'll wait to the last minute, plan nothing, and then do a very basic episode 100. So look forward to it, guys.
Yeah, but you can also look forward to what we got going on today on this show, Jake.
We've got a lot.
We have an awesome show. We really, really do. We have a Jack quote. I have a really funny Jack quote for you guys. We've got Ross from Headshine here. I've got everyone's favorite conspiracy query. He's got a scary zone story for us. The idiot ass stoners are going to come in and interview him. They're going to perform 2 songs for us today on the show. And we got some questions, Q&A from our Patreon members. And speaking of Patreon members, Jake, why don't you tell them how people can support the show?
2 easy ways to support this show. If you like it, you simply give us a review on iTunes, like our Apple podcast. I'm sorry. It's the purple app on your phone. I don't think you can give us a review on Spotify, or I'd tell you to. So that's the best thing you can do. Give us a 5-star review, write something about us that helps us get found on Apple. And then the way you can support us monetarily is go to patreon.com, look for Feeling Good with Duddy and sign up. It's $5 a month and you get a bonus episode of our show every Monday. You get guitar tutorials from Duddy B himself, and a lot more stuff is in the works that Duddy and I just thought of this morning. So that's how you can support the show. Other than that, you just watch, you tell friends, you do all that normal stuff. So let's get into it, Duddy. Nobody deserves to be slapped today. We're not going to shoot bullets at anyone. Nobody really pissed us off, but your son, Jack, who has been famous on the show for saying amazingly funny things, has said something else hilarious. Why don't you walk everybody through a few things your son has said before that we've talked about on the show?
Yeah, so you guys have heard it before. Jack quotes, right? My son, he's just hilarious, and he says some random shit sometimes. It's just really hilarious. And I'll just do a couple of my favorites from the past. We were out on the lake, Bass Lake, one time on vacation, and we were like jumping off the top of this boat. And right before he jumped in, he said, "The real question is never give up." Doesn't really make sense, but sounds amazing.
Yes,
right?
If said so, with confidence, yes, people will agree the and then go, what did that
is
mean?
Never give up. And then another one of my favorites was he said he was doing something weird one day. You know, like he thought what he was doing was weird. And he was like, Dad, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many people do this?
Another
where you wanted to answer right away. You're like, 8. Wait, that does.
You put that on a t-shirt and people will read it like at line in Starbucks and then they'll be confused, yes, in line by your shirt.
Yeah. So he says really great shit. One like of that. Those sometimes he just says funny stuff. So I'll try to make this long story as short as I can, but he had a friend over and his name is Jackson, right? My son's name's Jack. His friend's name's Jackson. That has nothing to do with the story, but they're hilarious together. They're like twins. They look alike and they're just, when they get together, everything escalates. Their weirdness escalates and they try to one-up each other like friends should do, right? So they're over there and they're being idiots. They're over at my house and they're just being idiots in a great way. So I don't know if you guys have seen this commercial. There's this pretty funny commercial out there where there's this weird guy, Carl, and he's got this thumb dance and stuff and he gets his thumb knocked off while he's hitchhiking. And whatever. If you've seen the commercial, you've seen it and you know what I'm talking
about.
The
point of the commercial is his thumb gets knocked off. Now he can't do all his favorite thumb things.
Yes. So it's a pretty funny commercial.
It really fucks his life up.
The guy's name's Carl and he looks kind of weird. It's a weird commercial, right? So I was like, you know, so my kids are running around, they're being idiots with their friend Jackson and blah, blah, blah. And they were right in front of the TV and they were laughing at Carl. And I was like, if you guys don't chill out, I'm going to text Carl and I'm going to tell him to come over here and get you guys, you know, and they started running around. They thought it was hilarious. They're like, no, don't text Carl. So the rest of the night, because Jackson spent the night, every time I heard him or just to be funny, I'd be like, I'm going to text Carl. I would just scream it out and they would run around going, don't text Carl. But one time I said, I'm texting Carl. That's it. I'm texting Carl. And my son runs by and he goes, don't text Carl. He makes us wear clear pants and do the downward dog, and then runs away.
Yes.
What?
So I told Daddy, I go, well, he heard someone say that, right? What? Where did... So that it's a creepy Jack quote, but it is.
He makes us wear clear pants and do the downward dog.
So if anyone out there knows...
That's not right.
No, that's not right. And that's creepy for Carl. Good thing he doesn't have any thumbs. But if anyone out there's listening and going, oh, yeah, that's a thing from a movie, tell us, please. Because I'm like, had to come from somewhere.
Me and my wife were dying. We're just like,
where did it come from? The Simpsons. You never know.
Something, oh, totally. Yeah, yes. Just, Family Guy, something like that.
I'm hoping it didn't. And SpongeBob. I'm hoping he actually just made it up because it's freaking hilarious.
He could have too, because Jack is insane.
Big, dude. SpongeBob. Yeah.
SpongeBob is big.
I wouldn't be surprised if it did come from SpongeBob.
If you guys are wondering who this aberration of a ghostly voice is sitting next to us, Duddy, why don't you tell them who's with us right
so
now?
So here we go, guys. Let's get into it. We have an awesome guest here today. We have Ross from the band Headshine. And what's up? We're excited to have him, man. How are you?
Stoked, man. I was just checking out your shows. This is episode 94, so it's kind of like kind of cool. I live down the street, so it was like I was talking to the boys, and they just said, hey, you know, come down here and jam some songs and show us what you guys been up to, you know, over this last. I mean, everybody's been on lockdown, and this is the best place to be, right?
That's it. I mean, if you got to be locked down,
I mean, where else are you going to be? I mean, this is like a beautiful thing. The Dirty Heads, you know, they work their butts off, and they created this cool little chill spot so you could share music. And I'm sure you've had some really good bands, like Micah from Iratia was here last week, right?
That's right, man.
We've had so many cool bands, and more coming in too.
And a lot more coming in, man. And you're so right by saying that too. Everyone that comes in here too. And after they perform, they're just like, wow, thank you guys so much for having this. Cause it's getting like people back together jamming again because they have no shows. So no one's jamming really. You know,
this is the only venue in business right now is what it is. And for anyone that doesn't know, Headshine is a Huntington Beach band, right? I would say, San Diego originally?
I live in Huntington. I grew up in LA. I went to high school in Santa Monica, but I moved down to Huntington after I graduated from college.
I've always known you from Huntington.
Forever. Yeah.
You've been here forever since Surround Sound was playing early days of Dirty Heads. You guys have been here throughout it all. So just for our listeners that might not know, total local band, been doing it forever. And like Daddy said, we're stoked to have you guys come in, and we are the only venue in town right now. So it's cool. Cause you're such a, you're always playing music, whether it's you acoustically or with a full band, you're kind of always working a lot.
Well, and that's why this, now you're on you stage again. Hit us up. Like, it was cool. Cause I mean, you know, obviously right now with the lockdown, everybody's doing more acoustic shows. It's really hard to like whip out a full band with a drum set and bass player without the cops showing up after, you know, 20 minutes. And it takes like an hour to get all that set up. So totally. It's not worth it. You know, some people will do it, but I'm just stoked. You know, we've been working on some new songs over this break, and you know, we're just grateful to be out here playing music. You know, I mean, it's like not something that people usually see on a Monday. Usually people like think like, oh, Monday's like the worst day of the week, but today it is the best day of the week.
It feels like a, I don't know, it feels like we work this for a venue.
Nice
now,
way to
Daddy.
Start a Monday, man. I'm
it
telling
is.
You.
It
start
is.
Way the week. Every week, I'm sure you guys are stoked because you got fresh music just flying out all over the place.
You know, it's fun. And every Sunday night, no joke, I'm like, oh fuck yeah, tomorrow we got this cool band coming in, we got this cool guy coming in, it's gonna be a fun day. You know, it really is.
So the lockdown actually created this cool new thing, like, and I think it's gonna stay around because I mean, you enjoy it, and you know, like Huntington Beach, there's so many great bands out here. Simpkin Project, I've been friends with those guys forever. They are like, you know, amazing band. I mean, they've been playing together just as long as anybody, right?
Yeah. So since Simpkin Project, first of all, they're coming in. We were already supposed to have them, but we had to move it. But they're going to be in very soon. So perfect name drop. And then also, Duddy and I went to high school with them. They were before Simpkin Project, and I can't wait to have them in and talk about it. They had, a lot of them were in a band called Big Cat. That yep. This was all when we were in high school. They would like play at lunch at our high school. Yep. I mean, that shit goes deep.
No, it goes back. And I wanted to bring this up too when Simpkin comes in, but I'll do a quick little drop for that show because it's funny. But I, no joke, was in the same kindergarten class as Phil Simpkin. No freaking joke.
Do you remember that? Like,
oh yeah, I remember Miss Gilbert at Village View, and freaking Phil was in that class.
Did Phil have a beard back then?
I was gonna say, look at Duddy right now. Him and Phil could potentially look like brothers in that. I gotta get that picture. Is there a picture of that? That would be amazing. We'll see if we can get it.
I will find that somehow.
Oh my God.
Well, I can't say I will. I will try.
But anyway, so Simpkin Project's coming in, so that, and we'll get all into all that when they do come in. So let's talk about Headshine real quick, and then we'll start this, you know, complete shit show that is Feeling Good with Duddy, and you'll just be along for the ride. So you had mentioned that you're coming up with new music. So do you have a new album that's dropping? Is there anything you want to tell anybody? Anything about what's going on?
Well, we've all been through this ride this last year. I mean, everybody had to like take a little time out and kind of like do some soul searching and pivot and change what they were doing. Like, I mean, you know, there's just been a lot of hardships. I mean, a lot of people like got sick, and we've lost some friends, like a friend of ours, like Dustin Erickson from Huntington. He just passed away. Like my mom passed away a little while ago. And that was kind of like, what is life telling me? And what life told me was like, you know, you just need to try to appreciate every day and make good things happen. And that's the nice thing about music, but it's very hard to play shows. So to be able to have this opportunity to kind of maybe show like kind of what we've been doing over the last year is like, it just felt so good. It was like, man, this is like what I used to remember music felt like. Cause it was like, we haven't been able to play music for a while, but I'm really stoked. And the songs just in general, just kind of build on our first album. Our first album was like kind of soul searching and never giving up. And what happens when you just keep on pushing? And so now it's like this whole thing about like, well, what happens when, you know, you're the news and your government tells you, you can't do that anymore. We're going to take away your freedoms. Like, how do you still deal with that? Like, what do you do? And it's like this just whole process of like, as musicians, like kind of coming out of all of that now back into like, hopefully this should be a really amazing summer. I mean, we got some opportunities to play some shows with like the Wailers, and they kind of like felt the vibe with what the songs were about lyrically, about being positive instead of like just giving up and like just forgetting music and just going to go be a professional or semi-professional golfer. Like there's gotta be something you gotta do.
People
with
had
life.
To make these decisions over the last year. I mean, there's a lot of musicians that maybe that's, you know, if not how they pay their bills, it's part of it. And if they're struggling to get where they want to be, and shit, just imagine when you can't play shows, it's like, that's just,
and
your
you can't
band
share,
is put on
You can't
pause,
really share your songs with your fans too, because they want to be a part of that process. You know, you already took them through a first album and they want to know where we're at now. And so it's like really brilliant that you guys all came up with this idea. I'm stoked to jam some new songs and play some fan favorites, you know. Our drummer came in this morning, Tony Sines. He's been playing with our band. We took him out and played some shows in Catalina, you know, the last tour. And then Brendan Vasquez, he came on our last tour as well. And we went up and played a Blue Lake Casino. They had like this like festival party with Michael Franny and stuff. So we got a chance to do some road trips together and bring our surfboards. And that's what a lot of our first album was about, was just doing those trips, you know,
that's cool.
What it was like to play with the Wailers and meet Bob Marley's guitar player and his bass player and ask them like, you know, how did you guys travel for 50 years straight? Like, how can you possibly do that? And, you know, I learned about dieting and working on new songs, and that kind of created our next song, which was One Heart, which was about doing random acts of kindness. And that got us on tour with Ziggy Marley. We ended up like traveling on the East Coast for like a few dates with him. And he was playing venues that had like 5,000 on the inside and then 5,000 on the grass. And we're like straight out of like, okay, this is like a new project. We didn't quite have everything figured out at that
jamming
point.
Jamming on stage almost.
And then we were working with Jim Perkins, and I know you've done some really cool songs with him. Like,
yep. Yeah, we did the Sloss Revenge.
Sloss Revenge, yeah. And a lot of really good songs with him. And I had worked on a song with him called Diamond in the Sun, and Big B wanted to put it on an album. And he actually got your song with the Dirty Heads on that album too. And a song by Slightly Stupid and Pink. And that song you did with him on that album, like, what was it called? Hangovers with You?
Yeah.
Oh, Big B, Dirty Heads, long that's time ago. In the earlier days, you guys did a collaboration with him.
People started discovering us outside of playing shows was on that record. So we kind of, you know, we've known about the Dirty Heads for a long time. I mean, I remember the first show you guys played with Rome at the Palladium, when you guys kind of kicked off that big single with K-Rock. I was
coming
there that
out
night.
Party. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
That was a great show too. And you guys were like, you know, had, you know, your whole album behind you, and you had been doing it for a while. So we just finished our first record, and fans have been discovering us, you know, through social media and online. But now we got some new songs, and I'm just stoked to be here to, you know, to lift people up, because that's what it's all about right now. It's about staying positive. And you know, when you surround yourself with a good group of people, you can make magic, good things happen, you know. And you surround yourself with people that aren't good for you, it starts to fall apart. And that's kind of what happened for me at the beginning when I was younger. Like, I wasn't quite like at a point where I could play shows with like the Wailers and stuff like that. Like, we had to work our way up just like everybody, you know?
Yeah. But it was great that you guys could come play. And it was awesome to see Tony, who played the percussion for you on these songs today. I've known Tony since I started playing drums. I didn't know he was coming in. And Tony walked in with a mask, and even just his eyes, I was like, I looked at him, oh, what's up, Tony? You know, because like I said, when I first started playing drums, I remember Tony. So it's good to have you guys in, because you've
just
truly
to be able
been
to be bros and just jam
you've been
again,
around
like,
us since we started.
Make each other like smile and feel the music. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's what we enjoy. That's why we started doing music in the first place. But like, to not be able to connect with our friends and family so much over the last year, you know, like, nobody's been around doing anything, you know?
Yeah,
so,
nobody has.
Yep.
So we're coming out, dude. We're coming out of the clouds into the sunshine with
That's
everything.
Right.
Headshine's coming out with new music. Shows are going to be back.
Yes, they
are.
But
we have even better news than all that.
What is that, Jake?
The news is that it's everybody's favorite part of the show.
Oh,
this is a conspiracy query. I'd like to let you know, it's not a conspiracy theory, you know, where people tell you crazy shit about aliens that is unbelievable and you just want to get away from them. This is a conspiracy query where Duddy, he's heard something somewhere, thinks it's cool, and just kind of asks you if you think it's cool. Duddy will explain this all again. Tell him, Duddy.
Yeah, this isn't a conspiracy theory, okay, guys? This is a conspiracy query. I'm not trying to convince you that this is real. I'm not saying I came up with this. I'm just simply asking you if you believe in conspiracy queries. Okay.
That's what he's about to do to you. Okay.
All right.
Perfect
this one.
Reaction, buddy.
Yes,
perfect.
This one comes from our friends at Thrillist.com. And as you know, we're giving you guys queries from around the world.
Yeah, there's nowhere we won't go in this planet to dig up some sort of monster theory or Duddy has now taken us.
But today I am taking you all the way to our nation's capital, Oklahoma.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Who'd have thought you'd land right back in the state? But it's a big world.
Were we in the States last week?
I don't know, because we go anywhere.
Oh, okay.
But we're in the nation's capital of Oklahoma. What do we got?
This one is called the Skirvin Hotel.
Ooh, I like the name. Sounds Nordic.
Why is it creepy though? Because the place is basically Oklahoma's equivalent to the hotel from The Shining, a luxury hotel whose permanent residents include eternally crying babies,
a
ghost that likes to grope people in the shower, spirits that slam doors and the ghost of the original owner's mistress who allegedly died along with his illegitimate child. And who still walks the halls with a stroller? It's so prevalent that even the toughest of NBA players who stay at the posh hotel when in OKC.
Who's the toughest of NBA players?
I don't know. Charles Barkley?
Vlade Divac?
What are we talking about? I don't know. Actually, no, it's not Nate Robinson. Find themselves even when these tough NBA players stay at this posh hotel when in OKC, they find themselves seeking alternate accommodations, and that's before the bed bugs start biting.
Okay, oh, so they apparently threw them under the bug at the end with like a Yelp review. Man. Almost. All right, so this is awesome. So it's just a creepy hotel. Luke has changed the deal.
What are you doing, Luke?
We don't need to see that Laker people got spooked. Luke's doing he's trying his best to give us more information, but it's unnecessary.
But we know, everyone knows who listens. Luke's best is everyone else's worst.
Yes, Luke's all, look, you guys, people from the Lakers were scared there. All right, change it back. Wow. So this is a great one. So I love the list of things. It's a scary hotel. It's in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And Duddy, you guys should seek it out and stay there if touring starts.
I will be there.
And then when the Dirty Heads are back on tour, stay there.
You know what? It's going to be, it's going to start in Tagus. And then we're going to head on down to OKC to the Skirvin Hotel.
Yes.
And we're going to do a show there as well.
We'll do a tour eventually of the show's theories, yeah. But so let's go through the list of things that happened. So it's a haunted hotel, guys, and it has Duddy.
Eternally crying babies.
Like right there.
They just don't stop.
I mean, just you check in and it's just, oh, is there a baby that's crying? Yes, that's eternal. You're out.
It's a ghost baby who does not stop.
That's an immediate, right? No matter what, you check in and there's a baby next door. You ask to be moved.
Like so. The hair on the back of your neck starts standing up and that kind of, yeah, you don't know what's up. Like, it's like not normal for that to happen.
You seem like you are in. Okay. He's a believer. He's and I like
him.
That.
I think
he's
we got
into
him.
Story, the vibe. Actually, that's kind of like it's coming sketchy. Up. Yeah.
Oh,
We're going to get to your story after this. We're going to use this to smoothly segue. Oh, and we did ask him if he had a scary story and he said yes. So we'll save
favorite.
It.
This is my
Let's
favorite.
Let's go through the list. This we got crying one. Babies eternally. Let's hear it, Dad.
A ghost that likes to grope people in the shower.
I mean, I'm not, if I were a ghost,
that's
if you're
what
a ghost, Duddy, you can't be punished. You're foreboding to some sort of halfway afterlife.
Yes. You're groping people.
I'm not saying that you should grope. If I were a ghost, you know, I'm not going to make you answer this, but Duddy and I would totally grope people as a ghost. All right. So,
and they never really, you know, if it's a super hot ghost,
if it's a hot ghost, and plus it's going to be one of these things where people are always just going, was I groped? I don't even know if I believe in ghosts. Some sort of see-through hand did touch me.
Someone
got
caught in the shower touching themselves and they were like, no, it was a ghost. I don't know.
And maybe back in the day, because none of us were alive. And let's say the early 1900s, maybe there was somebody called
maybe
the
that's
Washers.
Why it's called Oklahoma.
Oh, look at you sliding. Oklahoma, everybody. The ghost. Maybe there was someone who used to be a washer. You paid someone to wash you, and the ghost thinks that they're doing their old timey career style job.
That makes sense.
The squeezing part does. Okay, but it's a ghost. So I love that. What else, Duddy? We got a groping ghost, an eternally crying baby.
Spirits that slam doors.
Yeah, which is just what a...
They just stand there slamming doors like, this'll show them, we'll smash.
It's passive-aggressive haunting. Like the groper, hey, here I am, I'm a ghost, I'm creepy, I shall grope.
I'm a baby, I cry.
It's like stop being a little bitch and slamming the door. If you're a ghost, knock something off the shelf, be a fucking ghost. Stop with the passive-aggressive.
Rattle some chains in the attic.
Pick up the guitar, show us a song.
Thank you. Play us a ghost song. I mean, you're going to slam door. It's the baby is better than that.
I want to see the piano keys moving, but not see anyone playing the piano.
Like a cowboy style.
I saw Ghostbusters. That was a cool movie when that came out. You know?
Ghostbusters.
Oh.
The original.
Yeah, yes. The original.
Oh, yes. It's
be
one of the best movies ever.
Blob. You know, that.
Yeah, Slimer didn't hold back. He was slimed everyone. Yeah. And he was a friendly ghost for us. We like Slimer.
What is the state puff marshmallow man? Like, How did that, where would this ghost come from?
Yeah, there was a reason with that one.
I don't remember like how that I just know. All
That's
of a sudden
the
there was.
Second one, I almost want to say, right? Isn't that the second one where the state one? Puff comes out? I believe it is.
Okay.
The end of the first one has Gozer, the dog, like, yeah. Gozer, and the gatekeeper. Remember Rick Moranis? Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to rewatch
off,
that.
We're getting off track.
We're really
track
getting
here.
Sidetracked, but. All a quality film, definitely. The original. Okay, so we've got Eternally Crying Babies, a ghost groper who Duddy and I absolutely, if we're dead, and then a spirit slamming door. Real bitch move. Is there any more ghost moves at this hotel? Ghost
yeah,
things?
Yeah. Actually, there is the ghost of the original owner's mistress,
yes,
who allegedly died with his illegitimate child and still walks the halls with a stroller. So the original owners.
Oh, that's a sad ghost one because she had a baby with the original owner and it was illegitimate. So he probably sounds like maybe he killed them.
The baby's not in the stroller, says Luke.
Luke's adding things once again that
maybe
it's
that's
really
the crying baby because they can't find each
there
other.
There you go, Luke. Oh. All right. Good thing you added Luke. Okay. I'm sorry. For you. Okay.
Like it.
So
like
anyway,
it.
It's a creepy hotel, guys. And even the toughest of NBA players wouldn't stay there.
Yeah. I mean,
because when I think tough,
I think of NBA players.
I don't think. Weak. I'm not like, NBA players, they're stronger than me.
But
they'll
let's
throw
be
me
honest,
here,
but we've all seen the fights. They usually just end up in a missed punch and everyone falling on the ground.
NBA
great
players
at
are
basketball,
like, they're
great
like
0
for 100 in landing punches in the history of basketball. That's what they are for punches
all
landed.
All of them would beat me up, sure.
Yeah. For sure. Maybe not Nate Robinson.
Maybe not Nate Robinson.
Oh, poor guy. Dude. Yeah. Leave him alone when he's down. He'd is he still, has he gotten up yet?
I don't know.
Anyway. All right. So now's my favorite part that comes down to the end, which is where this all came from. So Duddy, let's give him a history lesson.
The place was built in 1911 and shortly thereafter, original owner Fred Schrubel was shot to death.
This has to be a Scooby-Doo episode. I'm telling you.
That's...
This is
it
like
really
reminding me of a Scooby-Doo episode.
Fred, the owner. Well, I would have got away with it.
Fred was shot to death, but not before allegedly impregnating a maid who perished on the 10th floor. It's been downhill from there.
Since 1911, it's just been a tragic downhill. How is this place still
even alive? A renovation in the early 90s didn't scrub the supernatural from the most haunted hotel in OKC, baby.
Oh, they thought bleach just would get rid of the guy. Like,
no, Windex. Did you Windex?
Yeah.
You missed a spot.
Like the mistress. She used to be a mater. Oh man. Well, I want to stay
here,
there.
Basketball players.
The Skirvin Hotel. Yeah. Was it?
You guys have to go to Oklahoma.
God damn it. Oh, God. Dude, Fred Skirvin. I love to hope that's his. First of all, not a lot of Freds anymore.
Fred
and
Schrubel.
There's going to be a respawning of
around.
Fred.
Everything comes back around.
How you doing, Fred Skirvin? Just sounds like someone you'd trust and pay to like do some drywall and, you know, whatever. Your back house.
All right. But I guess I'm just wondering then that if you believe it in Oklahoma, there's a hotel where there's an eternally crying baby and a creepy ghost that gropes you in the shower.
I do. Why not?
Do you?
I would say, yeah. Cause I mean, I have had some really interesting experiences traveling in that part of the country.
All right. Well, let's hear one of them
now
in everyone else's favorite thing in the entire world. Scary Zone.
Scary Zone.
So one time we had a tour, I was just telling Duddy like a little earlier when we were setting up, we did this tour all the way out to Chicago from HB and then down to Texas. It was like 35 shows in 40 days. And one of the guys who was with us, Dustin Erickson, he was a bass player. He recently passed away over what was like a month ago.
Absolutely.
Really
bummer.
Really bummer for the music
scene. He played the bass on the Dirty Head song, Feeling Good.
Yeah.
He played Dustin, bass on that track, actually.
And we've gone
really
to school with him since we were younger.
He's such a
great
guy. Like you were in high school with him, right?
Yeah.
What grade? Like, did you first meet him?
I think I just met him in high school.
High school. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, his brother.
He was
great.
On that tour with us.
They're awesome.
And we had played a show in Minneapolis. And after, you know how it is, when you're loading out after a show, it starts getting late. And we had to drive down to, I think it was like some place, I can't remember exactly, but it might have been like Iowa or something. It was pretty far drive at night. It's like 6 or 7 hour drive. And it was like really snowing hard as we were driving. And so we're like telling the people that, you know, we were staying with, we're just like, hey, you know, we're going to be running a little bit behind. And so it ended up getting like super late. Like it ended up being like almost 5-6 o'clock in the morning before we got there. And when we pulled up, they just said, yeah, you guys are staying, you know, we have a farm. You guys are staying at one of our guest houses. And we're thinking like, oh, this is great. Perfect. We really appreciate this. They're like, dude, we're so glad you guys could come out here, because we had a show that next morning in Iowa. A radio station was brought us out to do like some interview thing. And so that's why we were trying to make that drive at night. And so they're like, yeah, just stay at the guest house. You guys, any questions, just give me a call on our phone and we'll see you guys in the morning. Well, you know, we'll all grab late breakfast or whatever. And so we, you know, walked into the house, and it was really kind of, you got this weird feeling when you walked into the house. It was like, you just, I don't know. It just didn't feel like you were alone.
So you showed up early morning, I'm assuming.
Like before the sun rose, it was still dark.
Farm.
Yeah, farm.
Back house.
Yeah.
Dark. Crickets.
Exactly.
Everything.
And freezing. Everybody's really tired after, you know, okay, playing like 20 shows.
So we're doing a cold, dark back house on a farm lot in the dark.
Pretty much. And so we walked through the house, and it was two stories. And I remember like, you know, just the look in everybody's faces, like everybody had the same feeling. It wasn't just me. Like I'm a pretty laid back person. Like I don't get spooked about too many things, but this was a little weird. And I remember them like when we were, you know, we were talking to them on the phone. They're just like, yeah, if you guys see anything like any lights or orbs or anything weird like that, don't mind that. That's just like, it happens occasionally out here. And when they said that to everybody in the band, like, I think a couple of guys heard it, but a couple of the other guys were like, whatever, like, come on, that's not for real. So like, you know, we just kind of like, you know, we're about to get our bags out of, you know, we had an RV and, we just, grabbed our bags and walked in. And as like one person was running to the bathroom, another person was like, you know, getting all set for the night. And somebody walked downstairs and I heard somebody yell. And I'm like, what's going on? And so everybody went downstairs to see what was going on. And the walls all had this like it looked like somebody either spilled coffee on the walls or really dark, kind of bloody. Like it just didn't look right. It shouldn't have been there. And it was like all over the wall downstairs. And so we walked around, and then, you know, we just started noticing some weird noises going on. And so a couple of guys in the band were just like, forget this, dude. We are out of here. Everybody ran out of the house and was running to the RV. And Dustin was sleeping in the RV because he loves the bed in the RV. That's his favorite. His favorite place. And he's like, let us in.
So poor Dustin Erickson, he's sleeping in the RV. He's like, got it to myself.
So everybody jumps in the RV and we're just like, I remember Adrian Olmos, he was on tour with us. He was playing sax. And he was like, dude, forget that place, dude. He's like, it's not worth it for us, because I think when everybody gets spooked,
it's not worth it for us. Yeah. Like, and so we want to get a good night's sleep. You guys just felt a vibe that wasn't going to be working for you.
Somebody said this doesn't feel right, and then there was like this like light that kind of like moved along, you know. And it wasn't like, I thought like out of the corner of my eye, like, wait a minute, there are no lights in here. We have our phones with our we're trying to find like, just walk through the house to see where the lights are.
Turn the switch on,
and like, why is there a light kind of moving along? And you could kind of see it move along the wall. And we were just like, forget this, dude, we're out of here.
And then just weird stains on the walls.
And
so did you know the people?
No, I mean,
fans or something that were like,
it was a random cool, awesome, nice
people. Creepy too, because you're like,
unless they want to trap you,
they want to invite strangers.
They were friends of the person that invited us to come out there to play at the radio station.
Okay.
They were friends. Like, they didn't tell us like, you guys are gonna get killed on this farm. If you need a place to crash and you're getting in late, this is perfect. It's like nobody's living there right now. It's on a farm and it's right in the same town. And they said it's totally cool. And the whole band's like, oh, sweet.
Of course. Yeah,
these people are, look, every band knows the way you get through is awesome, kind-hearted people throughout this country.
To get a shower on the road is like,
they probably give
bucks,
so many bands. Yep. They're probably that cool people that are like, hey, the radio station, any rad bands come through, they can stay in our back house. Just let them know there's orbs and shit. Yeah.
Now, they said it doesn't happen all the time. They said occasionally, this is what people have said. We don't always see it, but we know that they're there, and they won't do anything to you. Like when somebody says something like that to you, like you're just like, they don't have things like that in Huntington Beach. Yeah. Like, the most sketchiest thing is like, you know, maybe getting in the water and getting stung by a stingray. Like, you know, it's like, other than traffic and, you know, a few other things. I mean, you know, HP is a pretty laid back scene. You
Tim,
know?
Who just left, he got whacked by a stingray the other day.
It happens quite a bit.
It happens.
That's the ghosts of Huntington Beach right there. But so that's awesome. So did you guys not stay in the house? What did you decide? You all, so poor Dustin.
You can talk to Adrian Olmos. Anybody who sees this episode, go look up Adrian Olmos and ask him the story. And he will go into way more detail about this than I will. Because I was tired, man, after playing a show. And you know, it's like, it's 5 a.m. Like you're just like, you're just, I just want my, you know.
To give up a house, it must have been a real feeling.
Yeah. I mean, you know, all of us, like we're from Southern California. We don't have very many like places that are farms where there's weird stains on the wall and things shining, flying through the air and stuff. Like for the most part, you know, if you're lucky and you don't have to deal with a lot of work or traffic, like if you could get by a bonfire and chill at night and, you know, maybe get some time in the morning to surf. I mean, you know, that's like been the amazing thing over the last, you know, month or two. The waves have just actually been, you know, all time. I mean, all through January was, you know, 6 to 10 foot almost every day for 4 weeks straight. And then we had the offshore winds and it was just, I don't know, for me, like that kind of like helped like really like, you know, fill, put something in my tank and some soul food, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's the way I try to describe it.
Over this last funky year?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we wrote a song about, you know, kind of like going through that process called Trust the Vibes. And, you know, people really connected with that song and it was written, we did a trip up north and right before one of our gigs in Santa Cruz, the waves were absolutely amazing. And the picture of the day was like the cover for the single. And it was like unbelievable, 6 to 10 foot right before a gig. The wind was blowing offshore. It was sunny. And we brought our surfboards and we jumped in the water. And I told the guys in the band, I was like, you know, playing music, it's amazing because you're on an adventure, you're free. And it takes so much work to get those songs and the tour together and to get out there. And then finally you're in the water and you can actually finally sit back for just a minute and take it all in and appreciate and reconnect, you know, with the ocean. And for me, that's kind of more about like, you know, what I grew up experiencing in SoCal. And when you go to places like, you know, some places in the Midwest where maybe there isn't, you know, like that necessary connection with, I mean, unless you're on a farm and some weird things happen, I don't know.
Like if you lived there and grew up there, you'd have the connection with that type of land, but yours is just very different. So you felt out of place you're dealing with orbs.
Yeah.
It can get funky on the road, but it can also get funky in Huntington Beach. And it's about to get funky for you right now because you're about to be interviewed is a loose term. You're about to be battered to death potentially by a couple severe stoner dudes. We live in Southern California. We deal with stoner dudes all the time. We're stoner dudes. But these guys are like, I don't even know. They're on another level of stonerdom. Duddy, is there anything you want to say to Ross to like get him ready for what he's about to experience? Or should we just bring out these guys? They're going to interview you about you and they're going to lead in. They're going to lead all the listeners into your guys' first song. So,
and we're going to get out of here.
We're going
to
leave.
We don't like to be in the same room as them. And you'll see why. Here they come.
Oh, are you ready, bro?
Oh, I'm ready.
Dude, fire it up, bro. Dude, tug it.
That's right. It's everybody's favorite part of the show. Duddy always says, it's your favorite part of the show, conspiracy query. Or maybe Jake says that, but we know your real favorite part of the show. It's this part of the show. Yeah, that's right, everybody. Thank you for being here. I'm Snake B. This is my partner,
Blonde Marley.
What's up, everybody? We're so stoked to be here with Headshine, dude. This is epic, dude. Blonde.
So,
you're the investigative reporter of the bunch, right? Do you have any questions for our friend Ross?
All right. Well, first
he
off,
he does. That sounds like he does.
Sick, first of all. Super sick. Big fan of your band. Big fan of your music, Ross.
Thanks, brother, man. We're all from the same area, man. We all been listening to each other's songs since we were in high school, you know?
Oh, you're talking about the Dirty Heads?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
That's sick, dude. We're actually from Escondido, where I, in fact, did have my first burrito, but we wish that we were from here with you guys.
I blew your cover, dude.
You did. We blow our cover. We blow our cover like we blow smoke rings. We're just constantly just blowing it out there. We tell everyone where we're from. So, all right, Blonde, dude, let me get out of your way. Go ahead and pepper our boy here with some hitters.
First off, when I came in here, I noticed that you guys had some chiefy greens laying around.
He notices everything. He probably picked up those Chiefy greens and put it in his pocket. He's one of those guys.
Well, that was my first question.
I noticed you kind of like disappeared for a little while. We were wondering what was
going on. He's got a sticky finger.
My first question would be then, would you be mad if that weed was gone?
It's like something that everybody has to deal with every day.
Good, because it's too late.
It sounds like you won't be mad, and that's good because it is gone. All right, sick opening question. Don't get caught off guard. He's a questionnaire, and he's gonna pepper you with some more.
All right,
hit him, Blonde.
Sick.
Everybody's sick. Favorite segment sick. Of the show.
Okay, next question is: I noticed that your name was Ross, which is the first three letters of Rasta. I was wondering if that means you could speak Rastafarian.
Actually, the closest I can get to that story, my full name is Richard Anthony Samakian, and everybody's been calling me by my initials since I was, in high school. And my grandfather was actually, he had a great life experience. He actually did some exchanging of currency for the king of Ethiopia when he was younger.
What?
Haile Selassie I. So that was my only connection with like the whole Rastafarian.
I think movement. You might be the second coming of Haile Selassie I.
No, it's a true story.
I am so he confused.
Did. No, I believe you, and it's epic. We're so used to people not having good answers for any, we're like surprised at how great this is.
He worked for the United Nations. That's the only connection I have to the Rastafari.
That's a pretty heavy connection, dude.
Whole other story,
the initials
my name
Ross.
Are Ras, R-A-S. Ras, and anybody just calls me that. It's my nickname. It's been forever. I know there's like millions of Rasses out there, but I'm Ras from Headshine. And I don't know. That's about all I got for you.
Well, at least yours comes with a great story. A lot of other people, they just put Ras in front of their, Ras Kevin. I'm in a reggae group,
But to be honest, like the talk of the United Nations and war and Selassie I and Ethiopia, it brings me right to my next question.
Perfect segue.
Have you ever smoked space weed?
I have yet to be in space. I know everybody's looking forward to that. But, one day, I know they just landed a thing on Mars, right? Last week, like a rover.
So, they did. And you know what? It kind of looked like a humongous bong.
It really did. I think they sent a bong to Mars to see if any stoners creep out of it.
Interesting to see what they have over there.
Like what kind of weed?
That's a very nice way
to see. Wasn't there a movie like Martian? Didn't he grow like potatoes? Like
he did. I mean, that was Matt Damon, one of our greatest astronauts.
Yeah.
He grew shit potatoes on Mars and then ate them.
Now, if he had like, a little bit of high forward thinking, I mean, if he would have grown some plants, I'm sure he probably wouldn't have been stressed out so much,
Would have been so gnarly. Sure. Shit gone. He made, I heard that's what mushrooms are made out of anyway. And I eat those. You got any more questions for him, Blonde? This has been this has been the most informational segment we've ever done. Whoa. All thanks to you.
I don't have any more questions, but I want to get into the song.
If you ever do
want to smoke space weed, you can come to Escondido and you can stay with me and Snake for a bit because we do live in the back house. We live in a
back house studio
with four dogs. And in the front house, there is two naked gay gentlemen.
Always naked.
Who
very
are
gay.
From outer space. They are gaylians.
We refer to them as the gaylians.
They love
smoke
it. Space weed, and it is out of square bombs.
So one day, keep hope alive that you'll smoke space weed. And if you want to come to Escondido and visit the back house, the gaylians love all our friends. You're welcome to come try the space weed. You don't have to answer now. Is that it? You peppered him with everything you're going to pepper him with, Blonde? Should we get into one of the songs or
Let's get into one of the songs. I'm really looking forward to it. And plus, when he's playing, it's going to give me more time to go smoke the rest of his
weed. We're
going to
get so blasted when you're playing from outside because Jake and Duddy don't let us in when they're in. It's a you're in, we're out scenario.
You'll see, though. On the way out, me and Duddy have this cool handshake.
Tell him about your guys' handshake.
I go to give him a high five. Uh-huh. He flips me off. Yeah. It's really cool.
It's what they do.
It's what
Any
we do.
Hoot. It's been fun. You've been great. We can't hear to, you know, wait to hear the songs from outside. Listen, everybody. I'm Snake B saying Puff Tuff, and this is my partner Blonde Marley saying
Stay Crispy.
Yeah.
All right, we got Headshine here, and this is their song, Better Things.
Ooh. Ooh. For so long, I've been hanging on. The troubles and worries get me down. Do my best until I get tired. Then I rest my bones beside the fire. Mm-hmm. And I tell myself, better things are coming my way. Better things are coming my way. I'm not giving up. The best is yet to come. Better things are coming my way. Yeah. A shining light, glowing in the night. Burning so bright to remind me. Don't let go, you're not alone. Everything is gonna be alright. I know it is cause better things are coming my way. Better things are coming my way. Best is yet to come. Better things are coming my way. Yeah, I have learned to face my fears. Some days feel like years. This one light keeps me humble, and I might stumble, but I know that. Better things are coming my way. Yeah. Do 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 do. Your way.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that, Ross. It feels so good to just hear live music again, Jake.
We love it. That's why we're here.
Oh, you know what else feels good?
What's that?
Koi CBD.
Oh, it always does.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. On this show, we love Koi CBD. This company's been a sponsor of ours since day one. We love this company. We love this product. You guys know the drill. I take the drops every single morning with my coffee. I do. I don't put it in the coffee, guys. Okay. I do the drops and I am also drinking coffee.
This whole time I thought you were putting it in the coffee.
No, I don't do that. I had some people hit me up. You put it in your coffee. I was like, no.
That actually counteracts.
You know, you probably can. I'm sure that's fine, but that's not what I do. But I really
that's
do.
Illegal, is it continue. Illegal? Okay. No.
All right. Don't do that then.
Yeah.
But do take the drops. I love the drops and I love the way they make me feel. They really do. They kind of just give me like a nice little chill start to my day. They don't make me tired, but just kind of like in a good mood, I would say for sure. And another thing I love about it is I've told you guys before, I get really bad like cramps in my wrists and in my fingers sometimes. And since I've been on like a steady diet of CBD, I definitely have noticed that it happens way less. And when it does happen, it's not quite as bad, but it does still come up sometimes. And when it does, they have some awesome like creams and rubs that are just amazing too. And right now they have a new, it's like a roll-on icy hot that not only, you know, does take the pain away. It smells delicious. It feels great. And it's one of those things where it's not, you don't put it on and you're like, oh, it feels great. You just put it on, you go about your day. And 20 minutes later, you just realize like, oh shit.
That's perfect for after playing guitar better. For like 2 hours.
Totally.
Exactly.
Totally.
Yes.
It's amazing. And it really does
roll-on's
work.
Roll-on's unreal.
And it's way healthier for you than any of those like, you know, over-the-counter pain medicines and stuff. So if you're someone out there that has aches and pains, give CBD a try. Give Koi CBD a try. It is the best. And if you go to KoiCBD.com and put in code FEELGOOD at checkout, you will get 15% off your first order. And you can also just click the link below. It'll take you right there. And also Plug-Ins Keychains. And they have this amazing product called the Jack Rack. And this thing's really cool. I've had one of these on the wall in my house for years now. And it's like a key holder. And it's a replica of a guitar amp head. They have Marshall ones. They have Fender ones. And it comes with four keychains. That's a 1/4-inch cable head. You know, this is what you would plug into your guitar or your amp. So you hang your keys on this. It's super cool. It's
and you already have that in your pocket anyways.
Yeah. So, you know, and then you get home, you plug your keys into the wall.
And you don't lose it.
You don't lose it. You know where they are when you got to go. Nice. You unplug, you're on your way. And it's just cool. You know what I mean? I have these on my keys. Not only have I had so many people come over to my house and go, whoa, that's really cool. Where'd you get that? I tell them. And then I've been out so many times, had my keys out on the table or something. What? That's a really cool keychain. What's that for? And I tell them. And then I tell them where they can get it.
And I tell them.
I tell them. I tell them they can go to pluginskeychains.com and get yourself a jack rack. And the Plug-Ins keychain is with a Z and it's plural. It's Plug-Ins. Keychains.com. Get a jack rack, put in code DuddyB at checkout, and you will get 20% off every single order you make forever.
Yes.
That's right. You heard it here.
That's a hookup.
I think that's the family deal, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's through Duddy.
Oh, yeah. That's the Duddy deal.
Duddy and Jake, they're like the bros. Like, they will get you the bro deal.
That is the bro family deal.
The bro deal is 20% off.
It's the too fast, too furious family deal. And then I like the new Catch slogan, which is people ask me where I got my keychain and I tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And then bam, plug in keychain.
Yeah, I like it.
And I tell them.
Yes, and I like it a lot. And you know what else I like a lot? Live music, Jake.
Yes, because not one, but two songs.
We're going to
yes.
get ourselves another song here from Headshine. So we're going to get up and get out of here. I hope you guys enjoy. When we get back, we will get into the Q&A. And that is questions that come from our Patreon members. That's right, guys. We do have a Patreon, like Jake said at the top. If you want more episodes of this show and just one a week isn't enough, you can go over to patreon.com. It is $5 a month, but it really does help the show keep going. And you will get a bonus episode every week. You will also get guitar tutorials from me, and you will get a chance mm-hmm. to ask me and Jake questions and our guests that we will answer on the show. So here we go. Headshine going to perform another song, and we will see you guys shortly. All right, we got Headshine here, and they're going to perform their song, When I See You Smile. Enjoy.
Give me courage for victory. Some days aren't so easy. We just want to live our best life, 'cause we've worked and earned it. And when I see you smile, ooh, when I see you smile, growing is the key. Some days aren't so easy, but now we grow from gratitude, and it makes us feel so good. And then I see you smile, ooh, and I see you smile. Dreams, 'cause we never gave up. Love and hard work made it happen. And now today, when we look back and we see how far we've come and everything we've overcome, and then I see you smile, ooh, when I see you smile, when I see you smile.
Thank you again. That was awesome.
Dude, this is a lot of fun, man. This is like a nice way to start the week off. I'm stoked. You know, we were able to make it happen.
dude.
Hell yeah.
So much fun, man. So awesome being around live music again. And so awesome hearing from our Patreon members. Luke, hit that questions drop.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Ask us any question you want.
Let's get into it, Daddy. Let's just rapid fire
Let's
these.
Just get right into this. Okay, guys. This one's coming from Jeremy Smuday. He says, Jeremy says, rank these albums 1 through 3 from best to least best. Doggy Style, The Chronic, Regulators, go.
You just did.
Yeah, is that what you think?
Yeah.
I know, but I do.
The Chronic's got some bomb tracks on it, too.
Yeah, that's a hard one for me, The Chronic and the Doggy Style.
It's Doggy Style for me.
But I mean, that's Snoop Dogg when he was at the top of his game.
It's just as good as it gets.
But the Regulators, just that actual track is it's a great song.
That's like forever. That's a forever song.
I mean, there's a lot of forever songs on all three of those. That's a tough one.
Here's why I always choose Doggy Style, because it sounds like a Scooby-Doo. That's a creepy musical. It's a creepy album.
Yeah.
It's all real dark sounding beats. It's dope, but they're all great albums. Yep. So you're right. We could argue all day on that one, but good question. Starting out with a good question.
Yep.
That doesn't always happen.
Allison Lynch, nobody's going to understand this.
Allison, we love your question, but it is a very Patreon specific. Do you want to should we just skip it? Because it's not going to make sense.
We'll answer that on Patreon, next week.
Yeah. We will. Good question, but... Okay, keep going, Daddy.
Trey Pierce says, what's the weirdest thing someone has ever done at your home?
Oh, that's kind of an interesting
question. That's a good question.
Sounds like Pierce is looking for somewhere to, like a thing to shoot for. Like, that's the weirdest. I'll do weirder
what's
than
the
that
weirdest
this summer
thing
at your house.
Somebody has ever done at my home.
So, Daddy, you've had a succulent left in the middle of your lawn for no reason. Remember?
You I did. That was pretty
weird. You had a drone guy that would fly over your house a lot. That's weird.
Yeah,
so
but
you had
no.
a skate ramp. You guys posted of you guys blasting airs.
That was rad.
That was actually rad. The weirdest thing anyone's ever done at my house. That's such a good question because I know
someone's done some weird
shit. And I'm even thinking back like when I didn't live, when I wasn't married and had kids, like when I lived with friends and shit. Like, God, there had to be some weird ass shit. I mean, I think I've talked about it on the show, but this isn't the weirdest thing. It's pretty weird, but I'll, you know what?
Go for the weirdest you got. Yeah.
I don't even know. I think we talked about it, but the fucking puke avalanche it was the double person puke avalanche. This is when I lived with John.
Daddy, this isn't the weirdest thing, it's but the double weird. Person puke avalanche.
Double
yeah,
person
that's
puke
pretty
avalanche.
Weird, dude.
This is when I lived with John and the garage that we had when I lived with John. It was just insane. It was a total
We've
bachelor
talked about
pad.
It on the
I've
show
talked
before.
About it
it's
a bunch. It was the most
party
garage
joint.
Ever. Yeah. And we would just go until the sun came up pretty much every day. But, and Christian and Jared was over there. So it was me, John, Christian and Jared. And we were still up. There's probably a few other people up too. Sun was up. So we had gone all night. Everybody hates us that lives around us. And all I remember was the garage door was open at this point. And the sun was totally out. And Christian was like leaning over and he was throwing up. And then Jared rolled over and started throwing up onto Christian's head. So it was like Christian was puking and then Jared's puke was going on to Christian's head down the side. So it was a double headed puke avalanche. Yeah.
That's pretty
that's
gnarly,
like a
dude.
Stand by me moment right there.
Mm-hmm. Yikes. Yeah. Yeah. That's a coming of age moment there. We'll leave it at that. I mean, because Daddy and I, you know, obviously we lived together for the first 20 years of our life, whatever, at mommy, daddy's house. And there was some weird shit, but that's the grossest. So we'll stay with that, Daddy.
All right. Patrick Lynch says, 2-part question. When the time comes and DH is calling it a wrap, what song are you closing your last concert with? And where would y'all want to play your last concert at? Red Rocks or maybe your local venue, et cetera? Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I could say probably, Red Rocks would be a great place for your last show. That's
kind of become a special thing for you guys.
Such a special venue for us. But the last song to like ever play live, ooh, that's a good one.
Jeez. Maybe you're like, we haven't written it yet.
Dun, 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 oh, that's right. We haven't written that song, Patrick Lynch. How dare you assume that we have? Yeah. Maybe the Mutilator might have to pay you a visit next
week.
That's
the philosophical answer. I'd like to believe we haven't written that song yet. Patrick, great question.
Yeah, no, but that is actually a really good question. And I don't know. I don't know at this point. That's
all
right.
All right. Creepy Kimmy, the person who potentially.
What if it was right now? Like if the Red Rock, if like COVID,
I was
what if
trying
like
to
COVID 20 and this never opens up? Like what would it be your last song?
I was trying to escape the question for Duddy,
oh,
but thank you for bringing
on. I don't know, maybe Silence, because it's just got a lot of energy and you'd be able to like give it all out there for that last song. Something like
oh,
that.
Oh, damn.
All
that's right, like yeah. That's the most unique Dirty Head song yeah. to the band. That's yeah. Nothing else you've ever done sounds like that no. song. So cool choice.
Yeah. Creepy Kimmy says, if you can get one item from your favorite celebrity or celebrity crush, what would it be and who would it be from?
Huh. That Kimmy is, she, this is because she would be like, Duddy's toe. That's what she would yeah. say something creepy like that. She's Creepy Kimmy. She wants us to say that.
Yeah.
That's what she's hoping.
Oh man. Ugh, I don't even know.
I don't even want anything.
I don't have like a huge celebrity crush
Tom
or anything.
Tom Cruise's butt hair from Mission Impossible 3. I don't, you know, like who could possibly.
Jennifer Aniston's boob.
That would be better than Tom Cruise's butt hair. I wouldn't mind having her boob in a jar.
What is that?
Creepy
That's
ghost.
Jennifer Aniston's boob. Yeah. You have Jennifer Aniston's boob?
Yeah. It's just I a do. Silicone. She sent yeah, her old me. One. She had yeah. it changed out. All right. Can I grab it? Sure. Pull it out.
Jake Lapointe says, what's your thoughts on bands replacing members? Would DH continue if one of you guys decided to leave the band? You know what? You never know the reason why. You know, it could be that maybe the member who left just didn't want to tour anymore or didn't, you know, and the band wants to keep going. So you got to replace members, you know? I don't know. Would DH continue if one of you guys decided to leave the band? I'm sure we would. Obviously, I think if me or Jared
yeah, that'd be tough.
Decided to leave. I don't think Dirty Heads would continue, but it would be terrible, and I don't even like to think about
Dude,
it. But
it doesn't
I do
seem
think
right. Yeah,
we wouldn't stop. We wouldn't want to stop, but I don't see it ever happening either.
The Chili Peppers had to keep moving forward. You know, I mean, everything
yeah.
has
Without
to go
Frusciante,
through that.
Yeah,
yeah. You just gotta.
It's always tougher when the singers go because the vocals are such a unique thing. So if it's Duddy
Sublime
or Jared,
was tough. I mean, that was like a long
totally
time.
Totally tough.
You know,
yeah.
it was 10 years without anything, and we were
and
all
they managed
like,
to yeah. kill that and yeah. keep going. It's yeah. tough, you know. But look, even
Chains
the luckiest
too.
Band ever, Queen. Has continued to sell
you
records.
Still, I do not agree with
after their
that,
singer.
But we got a few more. Let's
keep it going.
So, yeah. Duddy's little carpet munchers say, if you're taking a shower and notice a little struggle in the water, do you make it a rescue mission and get it out or rinse it down the drain? What?
Wait, what? Oh, a little ant struggle.
So yeah, I didn't, yeah.
Dude, I know exactly
so
what she's
funny.
Saying.
You know
I,
what, dude? If I can save them, I always yes. do. Sometimes you're like, you're long gone, dude. Sometimes. And you know what? I not as much in the shower. I can't think of many times. Maybe a daddy long leg in the shower or something. But
I let things live that aren't a danger to
threat.
My life,
dude, you know
potentially. Yeah, I just let them live.
I've noticed this, though, because when I'm in my jacuzzi, and I'm just sitting there, and one thing I'll do while I'm in there, for some reason, bees and bugs, they love mm-hmm. to just fly into water.
And then they're immediately stuck.
And they're
they've
just
never
stuck.
Learned.
And I'll
Very
sit there the whole
creatures,
time, and I'll
right?
just like, I'll pick them out of
it
the
must
pool
be because
and stuff. I'll get like a stick, and I'll pick them out of the pool as I'm just sitting in there.
And they'll fly right back in. They're extremely
they
dumb
do,
insects.
They do.
Yeah, they
the
do.
Bees
their lessons
go right
are not
back
learned.
In. I give them like three saves, and then I'm like, you're fucked.
Poor Raz, I know he's trying. He's going to say something nice because he's so awesome and sweet. And Duddy and I are just over here being the groping ghosts that we will one day be. What say something nice about the poor animals.
No, man, I was just picturing him trying to save a bee in the swimming pool. Like, come on, buddy, you could do it.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, don't give up.
Yep.
And they're probably attracted to your backyard because it smells like a reggae concert half the time. So it's just like, yes,
yeah,
concert.
It's your fault. These are stoned insects that are kind of falling into the water. Really, they float by, the weed smoke hits.
Yeah.
Oh. And they're thinking like, hey, it's lunchtime.
And right.
Then
oh,
I
yeah, they get
save
hungry.
Them.
At least you save them, dude. That's nice. And then they fly back in. I mean, they're really dumb. These are really dumb insects. All right.
No, we've answered that. You know. Let's see. Mark, who's your Duddy Plante says, what's your must-haves on your charcuterie plate?
Dude, when Duddy doesn't know what a word is, he gives it an unnoticeable accent.
I know what charcuterie is. I always talk about charcuterie.
But charcuterie, I love it.
I like
charcuterie.
Dakota.
Dakota.
Must haves on your charcuterie plate.
Dakota.
That's a good question. Because there's kind of a lot of must haves. Like you got to have... You got to have a multiple cheese selection, obviously.
I know. You could be so big. Cheese. He's like, you fucker. I'm asking what type.
There's a lot of cheeses. There's billions. For me, one thing that I love and I have to have because it cuts through everything is some sort of awesome green olives. I need some green olives on there of some sort. And also like
something sweet, a grape perhaps.
You could do grapes,
slices of an apple.
Some sort of like jam-ish situation.
Wonderful.
It's very, very nice. And you know what has become a must-have on mine recently is like a warm brie.
Sure.
A warm brie with some sort of like fruit-ish topping on it is
very
nice.
You
want
to know what's become a must-have on mine?
What?
Mustard.
Oh, Jake, I see what you did.
We're
that's
having
really, really good.
Fun. And that's a good question.
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
Member formerly known as Wolfman Duff says, do either of you fish or have you been ice fishing? Yes. We talk about this all the time on the show. Yes. I love to fish. I fish, I wouldn't say quite a bit, but I fish a lot. And, I've never been ice fishing. I really want to try ice fishing one time. I think it would be really fun, but I never have, but I do fish. I love fishing.
What's the biggest fish you ever caught?
I've talked about it on the show too before. It's funny. I love to like lake fish. And so I catch a lot of like bass.
Oh, that's and, good to barbecue.
Yeah. The biggest bass I ever caught is the one I didn't really get a picture of. I have a picture of it and it's kind of like it's flapping, but this thing was so big. I fought this thing for like 40 minutes. It was one where it was jumping out of the water in the middle of the lake. Like as I was, it was like an epic battle. I was with my brother-in-law and I get it up to the dock. We were fishing off this dock and we get this thing in. I had him get the net because I didn't want to pull it out of the water because it was so heavy. Because I didn't want it to like snap the line or anything. So I had him get the net. He scoops it up with the net. And it was a pretty big net. And this thing was, folded in the net. And the head and the tail were both out of the net. Like this thing was big. So we get it out. I give my phone to my wife. And I'm saying,
get a shot.
Take a shot. Take a shot. So my brother-in-law rolls over with the net. I get the fish in my hand. I hold the fish up just like you should. I hold this thing up at my head and it goes down like to my, my thigh area. It was very long. It had a big old belly. I don't know how much it was. Like, I want to say it was like a 10-pound bass. It was, it was huge. Cause I've caught many like 5-6ers that are big. And this one was like way bigger.
That's so, another song on the next album.
Yeah. So we
he's
were like,
had this rant before
we
on the show.
Like,
he's really mad.
When I
he's throwing his wife under the bus.
Up, it was so rad when I pulled this fish up that me and my brother-in-law were like, yeah, we were like high fiving and cheering. It was so fucking rad. Right. And then of course, the end of the story. It's like, there was like one picture in the camera and it was like my brother-in-law was kind of like putting it like we were putting like back in the net and it was kind of like flopping and blurry and that was it. She didn't get one of me actually holding the fish because we threw it back. We didn't keep it, so
that's good.
Yeah, that's my
she's still
just
out
the
there.
Fact that you actually like were able to reel something like that in, like,
it was so
it
rad
skills.
It was like the catch that everyone dreams of when they're fishing. You want that epic battle. You want to see this thing hopping out of the water and you're just like your buddy's next to you going yeah.
Oh, you
just
could go
like
fishing
that.
A lot of times and never catch anything. Oh, and dude, it's like you just sit out there, you're on your phone, you're like just like, okay, well I'm gonna write a song now then.
Yeah.
And then it's like then all of a sudden 10 pounder just like rips your line off.
You gotta go back
too. We've been to this spot 3 times. We went 3 years in a row. And it was, so this has been like our thing, our mission. Cause we've heard by the people who own this property, we've heard that they're like, yeah, there's like a couple, maybe 10 pounders in there and shit. Like they've told us these stories and we've pulled up like multiple, like 5-6 pounders that we're super stoked on. Those are a great catch. Even those we're stoked on, but we've always had in our head, like, but man, what if there is that 10 pounder out there and I fucking reeled her in and didn't get the photo?
You get what? You'll go back.
I'll go back.
And you got to keep hunting her down, dude.
Oh yeah. But it was great too.
All right.
So we got to move on though.
We got to
get here. So Let's see here. Let's go here to your Elizabeth Pratt says, do your kids or wife golf with you? Or is mini golf more their speed? When we go to Top Golf, I usually sit back on the couches and drink. No, my wife doesn't golf with me. I have taken my son golfing with me many times, and he loves it. He loves to hit the balls. He actually has a really decent, like, natural swing. He even did when he played baseball. He doesn't want to play baseball anymore, but he's got like a natural swing thing going. It just looks good right away. You're like, okay, if you really worked at this, he could probably be pretty good at it. But I think he actually just likes driving the golf cart more than he likes golfing at this age.
That's all kids want to do.
That's what it's all about.
Yep. But yeah, he loves it. But I will tell you one really fun thing that I may have mentioned on the show before, but this is a fun thing you can do if you have a wife, or if you are the wife. This is a fun thing. Go with a couple buddies. If you guys are all into golf, you know, say you guys are all about even on golf, go golfing. Let your wives come. If you have a twosome or a foursome or something, let the wives come. They get their own carts. They follow along. They don't play golf. But when you get to the green, your wife has to putt.
Oh.
And what was really fun is we've done this a couple times, and then you go out to dinner after, and then we've always done it with foursomes, the three losing teams pay for the winning team's dinner.
We all
go
to dinner.
Oh, there you go. It's like super fucking
awesome. I like that.
It doesn't matter.
That's another episode.
You can hit the green on your drive every hole. Doesn't matter.
No.
Your wife will putt. If she doesn't putt, I'm sure there's some wives out there who will beat me in golf, you know, but our wife crew, they are terrible, and they putt the ball off the green. You just bring your wedge to the green. Did you know? I'm like, her first putt, I'm gonna have to chip this back onto the green for sure. No. You know, it's pretty funny because they just get hammered too.
So gets gnarlier.
So, but it's hilarious. It's a lot of fun. So try that. I do recommend. Dana Paulo says, "What is your favorite movie soundtrack?" And the only reason this is, Forrest Gump is just insane. That soundtrack's out of control. That's always been one of my favorites. But one I'll never forget is the Lord of the Rings soundtrack, because we've told this story a million times on here too, but that when the Dirty Heads did mushrooms on a day off, and we had our bus driver drive us through the mountains and in kind of snowy-ish weather to a ghost town. But when we got to the ghost town, we actually realized there were still like maybe five or six people that lived there, and it was the creepiest thing we've ever been to in our life. And an old lady literally came out of like this building while we were there, and she goes, "Where are y'all from?" And we go, "California." And she goes, "I wouldn't tell anybody that." And we turned right back around, got in our bus, and drove away and left this fucking town.
Wow.
But long story short, we listened to the Lord of the Rings soundtrack in the bus with all the windows open, all on mushrooms. And we were just like, ah, it was great. It was fucking awesome. And John was in the front. No joke. At one point, he was up with the bus driver, and the bus driver had his windshield wipers on. And John was in the front just going, just following, just all mushied out. It was so great.
I would say Young Guns 2 with the Bon Jovi song Blaze of Glory. That was a pretty, I don't care about movie soundtracks. Typically, I wasn't like, I'm going to get, but I do remember if you wanted to hear Blaze of Glory, you did need the Young Guns 2 soundtrack. And also Coneheads had the Red Hot Chili Peppers song Under the Bridge. Remember that one?
Yeah.
That's a great song. Wait, no. It's not Under the Bridge. Take me through the place I love. Take me all the way. That was on the Coneheads soundtrack, not on the Red Hot Chili Peppers album. So another good soundtrack.
What?
It's heavy metal, the 80s cartoon, says Luke from the background. Okay. Luke, you're fired. I'm just kidding. We would be dead without Luke. Okay, cool. We're moving on.
Melissa Perfect says, Duddy, now that you got a smoker, what is your favorite meat to smoke? Ah, that's a good one. I don't know my favorite yet because I've really just got into it. And it's so funny. I got like, I think I had five huge bags of pellets for the smoker, all different flavors. I've had my smoker for maybe a month. I don't even know. I'm out of pellets. I'm completely out. I have to go get more. I've been smoking the shit out of everything. But I don't know what my favorite is yet, but I do really like cooking. Like I have learned, I love cooking like big, huge chunks of like beef or pork butts or something, because you can do it for like a really long time.
And it just falls off the side with the fork.
Yeah, it's just fun when you're doing like, I'm going to do this for 8 hours or whatever, you know. Yeah. But I will say that I'm super stoked on smoking ribs right now, because ribs have always been something that I feel like I've had some good ones in the past I've made, but since I got my smoker, I've actually like made some really good ribs and I'm like, holy shit, these are insane. Ribs, I think, are something in the past I never had really figured out exactly how to make them great. I've made some great ones with the smoker, so I'll tell you that much. Let's see here. Christina Haggett says, have you ever done one of those ancestry health DNA tests like 23andMe? If so, what was the most interesting thing from your results? I did do it. I don't know. It's like I kind of...
He's 50% black.
Yeah.
No, nothing. We kind of knew what we were going to see.
No, there was one. It was like I was... And I forget the percentage, but I had a lot of Irish, which I didn't know. I had
Bushnell, I kind of figured that. I know.
I didn't know that, but I had... It was something weird. It was like...
50% Ashkenazi Jew.
Yeah, it was that. A lot of that. But yeah, we have some Irish up in us, and more like it was a decent amount. Like I was like, huh, I had no idea.
I always figured that one just because of our last name. It seemed like an Irish last name a little bit. So I was like, I know dad's side's got some Irish, but we knew our mom was full Jewish side.
Christina Moore says, do you guys have any nicknames that only close friends or family call you? I'm getting my nephew to call me Uncle Seymour Butt. No one else.
Oh my God. Seymour Butts.
Yeah.
Does everybody know about, do you remember all those funny Seymour book
Butts.
Names?
Yeah.
Oh, what was it? Under the Bleachers by Seymour Butts. Cause he's there looking at butts. Then there was Spots on the Wall by Who Flung Do.
Oh yeah.
It was like fake books from back in the day where the authors, what was it? There was another,
I remember that.
Yellow River by IP Freely. I remember my, I remember all those. Anyway. Yeah.
Okay. So we got, and no, I don't. No, I don't really have any other nicknames. Duddy was my nickname, and that's just what everyone has called me.
Yeah.
I'm sure behind my back, some of my friends call me asshole and stuff, but...
Fuck okay, you. We get a lot.
All right, we got one more. Wait! You didn't answer my question! There's no time! This is our last one.
Oh, dude, the question, I'll just take this. Could we get Scentsy Trails as a guest? We've already had Scentsy Trails as a guest, but potentially you want them to come back so that they'll play.
I want them to come back anyway, because I want them to perform. They didn't perform last time. So yes, they could totally come back. And 100%. We were actually thinking about hitting them up to come back in. So
that being said, big time.
We are done. Thank you guys so much. Before we get out of here, Ross, where can people find you?
Tell them where to follow you online, whatever. All that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we're just Google Headshine. You'll find us.
Hard. It's
I mean,
pretty easy these days.
We finally got our songs up there wherever you listen to music. And just once again, I want to thank Duddy and Jake for having us out here today to jam and share a little bit about, some of the songs that we were working on over this little break. And we're stoked, we're looking forward to it. Everybody's staying healthy and safe. And we're just all grateful for that. And definitely looking forward to this year being a lot better. Everybody's expecting better things are coming for all of us. So that's just what I want to keep repeating over and over again. Mm-hmm. And it's going to happen. I know we're going to start playing shows again this summer, right?
Yep. That's right.
It's coming. And your music says exactly that, stay strong, keep pushing forward, don't give up. And so thank you. Good message for our listeners. Yeah. Thank you for coming on. Duddy, we're done.
We did it. Episode 94. Thank you guys so much. Yeah. We'll see you next week. Peace. Yes.
Hi, I'm Devin Whitmire. People from South Carolina, like myself, are proud of their state, but even we don't know every nook and cranny or every piece of culture or history. To explore places that are off the beaten path, you have to talk to the people there, because their stories, their ideas, make everything come together. From Discover South Carolina, it's the Palmetto Porch. To learn more, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.